Hello, Instant Potters, and welcome to the Instant Podcast. My name is Gabby.
My name is Erica.
And I'm Noelle.
And we're here to take the pressure out of pressure cooking. Guess who we have here with us today?
Hi.
She's back!
Back
from DC.
She's back from being studious.
Yeah,
no more of that. Don't even know if that's what you were doing.
Never again.
But yeah. Now you don't have to listen to just me and Erica.
Yeah.
Now we can also hear Noelle's beautiful voice again.
Because I contribute so much.
Did you use an Instant Pot?
No, we had... So I lived in like a dorm style place that our university has over there. And we had like this little kind of sketchy crock pot, which is about as close as it got. But I bought an Instant Pot on Prime Day. So I'm now a proud owner.
A big, what size?
I think this, what size is this?
Six quart?
I think it's six quart.
Yeah.
I think mine's an eight quart.
Oh, is it eight?
Think it's eight.
Oh. Okay. I haven't opened it yet.
Oh,
we could do an Instagram unboxing.
We should. That'd be fun.
Instant Pot unboxing.
Yeah. Welcome back.
Thank you.
And in order to celebrate, we picked all of our favorite things. Carbs, dairy.
Yeah.
Absolutely no vegetables.
No vegetables, no meat.
Nothing.
How it all started.
Nothing of nutritional value very much. To
mac
celebrate.
And cheese.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mac and cheese. No, yeah, mac and cheese. And
it looks pretty tasty.
Looks very tasty.
It's also another really quick, really
like one dump pot.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Don't need
it doesn't
the
require
saute
you.
Function. You don't do anything. Do you? I might have lied. No,
well,
you
it's
don't.
4 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't use the saute function. You just throw it all in, and what goes into it is dried pasta, water, butter, and then for seasonings, you use ground mustard, salt, garlic powder, onion powder. And then to make it creamy, you have cream cheese, milk, and then shredded Havarti.
Yum.
Which the recipe says they used a blend of original jalapeno, horseradish, and chipotle, and we just have one regular thing. Because
yes.
I'm assuming that's what people will have on hand.
Right.
I don't know that you'll want to go out and buy four types of cheese. If you have them on hand, go for it. But
we didn't. Note about that. So the recipe we're using is from like a cheese company's website.
Yes.
So they have all their different kinds of cheese used. I don't even know where they sell that. So I have a different kind of Havarti here for this recipe. And it's just the normal kind. And we'll see if it tastes
I'm sure
good
it'll taste great.
It.
Yeah.
I mean, sure it will.
It's mac and cheese. All you need is macaroni and cheese.
So
and like you're good to go. It's gonna be delicious.
Right. And I'm assuming most of our listeners don't want to like go on a search for four different types of exclusive
cheeses. Well, especially the traffic today.
Right.
Mm. Yeah, it's holy war for those of you who know about Utah listeners who know BYU versus the U of U. It's holy war today. So the traffic is everywhere.
For those of you not in Utah, it's the two biggest schools in Utah and rivalries, and they are starting off football season tonight, playing each other.
Yep.
So, billboards, everything is involved. Everyone's excited.
Cars with flags on it, and...
I'm not excited because... Well, I am excited, but it just takes so long to get everywhere.
It does.
And the cheese brand... I'm pointing to it, I don't think anyone can see it. It's called Roth Cheese, which is funny because I actually bought their cheese today.
Oh.
I had a picnic, like a little cheese plate spread with my friends, and I was just picking some, and I was like, oh, this kind looks good, and I'm realizing it was this brand. They did not have any other kinds, though, at the store I went to. It's called Harmon's. It's a little more, they have a little more selection, but they didn't have any kinds of
I'm
variety.
Wondering if it's one of those, like, artesian cheeses that you have to order online.
I think it is.
It might be. I know that
or
you
can have
order
to
it
a specialty
online at
store.
Yeah. Or, like, a deli or something, where they would, like, just focus on just meats and cheeses, probably.
And they use the little shells that look like mini cups.
Shell pasta?
Yeah, shell pasta. But I couldn't find it for some reason, so I got the elbows because they said elbows work too.
And it's
elbows.
Mac and cheese.
It's mac and cheese. Gotta throw it back to the elbow pasta.
So yeah, it's pretty simple. You throw it all in except for the dairies, and then you let it cook. Quick release, and then you mix in the dairies. I'm saying dairies to include the milk, cream cheese, and
okay.
the cheese. Yeah. And then that's it. So,
all right.
We'll get started.
Should we get started?
So we didn't record the first part. We already did the pressure cooking for 4 minutes with the pasta and the garlic powder and the onion powder and the salt and the butter. And we just released the pressure and Erica is mixing around.
It's a little firm. They kind of stick a little, so I'm trying to mix it up without making them all squished. Take it. Yep, and then now I'm gonna put in the cream cheese.
And how much cream cheese?
4 ounces.
Okay,
put into cubes. Cream cheese. And then a cup of milk.
A cup of milk.
Should we put this in first?
Yeah. So you mix in the milk and the cream cheese first. It doesn't smell particularly strong yet. I mean, you kind of get the whiffs of garlic and onion. It smells like a casserole.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And here's the cup of milk.
And there's a little bit of water left, but now that I'm mixing it, it kind of absorbed. So the cream cheese and the milk are melting nicely from the residual heat.
It honestly kind of smells like childhood. Mm-hmm. I don't know, that smell just kind of smells like childhood.
Did you guys do box mac and cheese growing up?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, same.
My mom would make like fancier recipes too, but we also did the boxed.
Yeah, especially when like your parents are out and the babysitter's come. Yeah, the babysitter. Yep. Mm-hmm. And you get the box mac and cheese.
Mm-hmm. What does this smell like? You said casserole, but also...
Oh, it smells more...
mac and cheese.
It was a parsley.
Have you guys had the Annie's brand of mac and cheese?
I haven't tried it, but the box makes it look good.
They are pretty good. I like them. Okay. And then one handful at a time as it melts. Okay. And it says it will thicken.
And this is the 4 cups of cheese?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Oh, and we didn't have 4 cups.
No. So the block of Havarti, if I'm saying that right, turned out to be about 3.5 cups. So the last half cup, we just put Parmesan. Because that sounded good, so.
And we had it on hand.
Yeah.
Also, it's mac and cheese, so honestly.
Just put cheese in.
I mean, it calls for lots of different types of cheese, so.
Yeah. They were a little bit spicier than.
Oh, I can see it melting. We're starting to get the stringies.
Oh, this looks good.
Ooh, yum.
I've never
this
had.
This was quick.
Yeah,
holy
it was.
Cow.
I've never had this type of cheese before, but it's like, that I know of. But it's super soft and really melty and...
Very creamy, kind of a mild flavor.
Perfect for mac and cheese.
Which I think it'll be nice paired with the Parmesan because it's a little more sharp.
Mm.
Shark?
Sharp.
Shark.
Shark.
Do-do.
Yeah, this looks good.
Almost all out of cheese.
All right, so we'll come back and we're ready to taste it.
I'm so excited.
All right, I'll go for it. So we have our pasta right before us. And I'm surprised at how fast this was to make. I don't even think it took 20 minutes, if that. We really just put it in, then you take it out. We don't even take it out, you just release the pressure and melt cheese and delicious stuff and you're good to go. And I am ready to try this because it looks so good.
And it's got the nice stringies.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Oh, and I put some chopped fresh parsley on top. Mm-hmm. The flat kind, not the curly kind.
Mmm.
This is good.
That is good.
Oh, wow.
It's kind of a different taste than you usually get with mac and cheese. Yeah. With this, I think the cheese we used, obviously, would be the...
It's a little stronger cheese than I expected. I was expecting it to be more mild.
Do we think that comes from, like, the mustard or the ground mustard?
I think the ground mustard and the onion powder and the garlic powder has a lot to do with it.
Mm-hmm. And the Parmesan, I think.
Because I looked at a lot of different Instant Pot mac and cheese recipes, and most of them just have, like, chicken broth and then the cheese.
Oh, chicken broth, really.
Which looks good as well, and we could probably do that at some point. But, yeah, it's got a cool...
Yeah, this is it packs a punch.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I've had some... kind of bland mac and cheese before, you know, the kind where you just have boiled pasta and people mix like shredded cheese in it and that's it.
And you're just like, okay.
Which doesn't really taste a lot like cheese, it just tastes like cheese.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I was still chewing. It tastes like the kind that you make like a roux for first.
Yes.
But
yes.
We didn't have to.
No, yay. We didn't.
And also, the pasta isn't mushy. Can mm-hmm. I just say I've been consistently impressed by pasta in the Instant Pot? Mm-hmm.
No, pasta in the Instant Pot is good.
4 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's perfect.
I wonder what the butter does that you add in the beginning. Oh, it probably just makes it so it doesn't stick together, huh?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Makes it thick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, this parsley is pretty potent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it is also fresh.
Yeah.
And this just makes me happy.
Yeah.
That this is what I needed today.
Quick, easy, satisfying, and it made quite a bit.
Yeah.
I mean, it made a whole pound of dried pasta, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got a lot left in the bowl.
Yeah.
I can see this being a college staple.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, I don't have anything. Just pull out all your dairy, dump it in a mm-hmm. pot with Mac, and you're good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I just want to eat now.
Mm-hmm. I can't focus on talking.
What would you rate it, Noelle? Your first recipe back.
My first Instant Pot in 4 months. I think like a 7.
Mm.
Mm. Up there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's not my favorite thing we've ever made.
But it's still good.
But it's still really good. And I'd eat it again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you, Gabby?
I think a 7 too. I think I'm really curious as what it would tasted like with the jalapeno cheese and
yeah, and the horseradish. With
other flavors. I'm very curious.
Yeah.
And like, it's good. When it comes to like, if I'm gonna have mac and cheese, I like it to be super flavorful.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it does have a flavor, but not the flavor I was hoping for.
Mm.
But I don't know what I was hoping for because it's Havarti and Parmesan. So I guess I was really rooting that garlic powder would really take it all away. But it's still really good and I definitely make it again. It's super easy. I only have to clean out a pot and like, that's it. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that was minutes.
Yeah. What about you?
I would rate it an 8.
Really?
I like it. Yeah, I was kind of expecting more bland.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think that's just been my experience with homemade mac and cheese. Because right. The box one is good, but that one doesn't really... It would be very hard to get something you make at home to taste like the box.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know how they do it. So yeah, I like it. Plus, I was just so impressed by how quick and easy it was.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I just think that some of these recipes we look at and it's like, oh yeah, that looks easy. But then when you're doing it, it's like, okay, there's actually quite a few steps and sauteing.
Yeah.
You have mm-hmm. to get it in the right order.
Mm-hmm.
But this one was just literally came together in a matter of minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like if you're home and tired and need something hefty, quick,
mm-hmm.
this is
yeah.
It.
This is also filling. That's another thing.
Yeah.
Like
I'm stuffed.
Yeah.
I did have food an hour ago, but I get hungry quickly and I'm still full again, so
oops.
This is good. This is just a good meal back.
Yeah,
and Noelle, you're back, so tell us a little bit about DC.
I'm eating. So I was out there for an internship with a law firm, and they mostly did disability law and elder law, so it's kind of areas of law that you don't really get to experience as much, you know,
mm-hmm.
like usually you think of like corporate or
family
I don't
law.
Know family
yeah.
law
criminal
which they
law.
Did do a few cases in like family mm-hmm. law, but criminal law, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was really interesting to see, and it kind of verged on social work because they would work a lot with like wards of the state, so they'd help people like with their social benefits and stuff, so it was really interesting.
Hmm.
Yeah, I learned I don't really love law though. Like it was fun to learn about, but I don't think I want to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars for law school, which
mm-hmm.
is good to know.
That's good to know now before
yeah.
you go to law school.
Before I pay for law school. Oops.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was the internship. Loved it. I love the people I worked with. Loved all the lessons I learned. Will not be an attorney. Yeah, in the city of DC, I mean, it's just so pretty. Like, I was telling Erica and Gabby earlier just how pretty it is. And, like, you can walk. I mean, you can go anywhere and just explore and like never run out of things to see, and there's the mall, you can go see all the museums, and like so many things are free, so there's just a lot to do, so it's pretty eventful. Glad to be back because here I have a car. Yeah. And abundant amounts of soda. People in DC eat healthily. They're like the business people with like salads. Fun. But it was so hard to find my carbs and my caffeine.
Oh, we came to the right place. I know, here I'm home. We are.
Yeah. Eating mac and cheese, and I'm gonna go get a Coke after this. So, yeah. That's so it's gonna be home.
I didn't know. I figured DC, I kind of figure like Philadelphia, like you have Philly cheesesteaks. I figured DC would have something like that.
I also went to Philadelphia.
Oh, you did?
I had my first Philly cheesesteak.
And?
Was it good? Was great. It was amazing.
Really?
Those things are good.
Hmm.
We went to the Reading Terminal Market, I guess, is like the market there to go. Still dance move. Yeah. I don't know why I did that.
I love how we do stuff thinking they can see it. Yeah. And we're like, yeah, they can see it.
So I guess since this is like a food-based podcast, I had my first Philly cheesesteak and that was fantastic. And I also taught myself how to make acai bowls, which started out really gross and then became good at the end, which is great because you can't use an Instant Pot because they should be cold. But
you mean you can't serve it hot? You don't want to have a blistering hot bowl of acai?
Boiling acai.
Ew.
There's a acai market. Tea? I don't know.
You know what? There's a business plan right there.
After this podcast.
There we go. We're going to figure out how to make acai tea. It's ours. Nobody else's. We're taking it.
Trademark pending. So I learned that. Didn't use an Instant Pot once because did not have access to one. So, but I'm glad to be back with it because it's so much easier to cook with these things.
Yes.
Boom.
Oh, yes.
Mm. I think it tastes more like a pasta than mac and cheese.
I cannot nail what it tastes like. What is this flavor? I almost feel like it kind of reminds me of Velveeta.
Oh, interesting.
But Velveeta doesn't have a sharp taste. No. I feel like Velveeta is very flat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I guess it must be the texture because the texture is kind of like Velveeta. But I can't quite figure out what this cheese taste is.
Have you guys had a gratin before?
A what?
Gratin?
Nope.
What is that?
It's like a... It's basically like a white sauce, and then they do like pasta, and you can put seafood or whatever, and you kind of bake it in like a thing. You can do it with potatoes and stuff. That's what it tastes like. I think if I was given this at a restaurant, I would think it was just like a white sauce, not really like
a cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because and while you're eating it too, it's not like you have lots of stringy cheese as it gets colder.
Mm-hmm.
But it is hefty. It's very, very rich. I don't think you can eat a ton of it.
No, yeah, well, definitely not.
I think you could add. Like we were saying, this is a recipe without any vegetables. I think you could add
anything in here. Broccoli in it, carrots in there. That'd be good.
Yeah, because with like a normal mac and cheese, I feel like it would be weird.
Yeah.
But with this, I don't think it would be.
Yeah.
Cauliflower.
That's a good point.
Like a few, like not anything crazy.
Yeah.
But.
And it holds its own.
Mm-hmm.
Like you wouldn't lose the flavor of it at all if you throw in vegetables. Yeah. If anything, I think it would make it a little easier to eat because this is so heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, this is what I've been thinking the whole time while I've been sharing your stories.
I feel like it could be a good way, if you have kids, to trick them into eating their vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
By being like, look at this awesome, cheesy, carby, not healthy meal you have. Psych, there's some carrots in here, and I just tricked you into eating a cup of carrots. Mm-hmm. Congratulations. You won't go blind tomorrow. I don't know. Carrots help your eyesight, don't they?
They help your eyesight.
Is that a myth? Or is that true?
I think it does have nutrients that are correlated to good eyesight. I don't know if it's a proven thing. I don't know.
Or if it is all that necessary. I don't know if you're going to have horrible eyes if you don't eat carrots. But
I didn't eat carrots when I was little, and my eyesight is like the worst of the worst. But I'm pretty sure that's genetics, not carrots.
See, I ate only carrots as a kid.
Do you have 20/20
I hated
vision?
Everything else, and I have horrible vision as
So, okay, myth debunked.
Genetics, maybe it'd be worse if I didn't eat carrots. Alternate dimension.
Maybe carrots make it worse.
Yeah.
Maybe. Plot twist, but I'm blind, and I didn't eat carrots.
Mm.
So. I was just doomed from the get-go. There was no hope.
Anyway, that's this recipe. Thanks, Roth Cheese. We didn't use your cheese. Sorry.
But your recipe was good.
The recipe was great.
But I liked the other cheese I had today.
Maybe for Christmas, I'll request Roth Cheese.
Wow.
And then
we'll make it and see. We can compare the poor college student edition versus the fancy artisan we went out and bought fancy cheese edition.
But also local cheeses. There's so many great local cheeses that you can get now.
That is true.
Really fun.
Anyway. This is, like, so random. And this has nothing to do with cheese, but it's actually milk. So it's kind of a dairy. But did you guys ever go on a field trip to a dairy farm and they gave this really good vanilla milk?
Vanilla?
Vanilla milk.
No.
And they had, like, strawberry milk. I think strawberry milk belongs to the 8th level of hell. That's my opinion.
Oh, I love strawberry milk.
But they gave you, like,
milk.
An orange milk. I don't know. They had these, like, really...
Fresh strawberry milk.
Mm-hmm. They had these, like, flavored milks. And I cannot remember for the life of me, the name of the farm. I feel like maybe it was Metal Gold, because I think Metal Gold has a farm here in Utah. I don't know. But, like, I so vividly remember drinking that vanilla milk and being like, holy crap, how do I get more? And then, of course, my, like, second grade brain, like, throws out of my head until, like, this morning. And I'm like, I really want vanilla milk. Sorry. This is
vanilla
my, like, story.
Milk.
With this mac and cheese.
That's
that would be great.
That's a whole new flavor right there.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet and sharp.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Whoa. Vanilla milk.
Also, I'm not loving the parsley. That's my fault. I put a lot of it in. I also didn't chop it very thinly, but it's very fresh, very robust. Like, the stems are very strong, and they're like... Okay, so I wasn't sure what kind to get. I think I got I think it's called, like, the Italian flat ones, so it's not the curly ones you get on the side of your fish and chips.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. But yeah, it tastes minty, almost.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it just tastes like plastic, and it's just like, hey, I'm here.
Oh, I tasted it.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a...
I didn't think I'd taste it, so I put a lot in.
And you taste it.
And I tasted it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure it's doing its job as parsley.
Mm-hmm.
But I just never have really tasted parsley before.
So use your parsley sparingly.
Yep.
On this recipe.
But it looks great on top, and it makes you feel less like you're just eating carbs and carbs
and
carbs.
Yeah. It's like, there's something green.
There's sprinkled green in there.
There you go.
Even if you don't like it.
Vegetables.
A leaf.
That's it.
So.
Yeah.
7.5 out of 10.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Average.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ish.
Yeah. I'd say that.
You know, I was feeling bad. Sorry. I'm really good at transitions. and chewing with my mouth open.
Here we go.
I was feeling bad that we do so many carby, bready kind of ones. But at the same time, I was like, if we like them, that probably means majority of people like them as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure that there are listeners who are more health conscious / gluten intolerant / trying to stay away from refined sugars and flours.
But you could still make this
but...
with gluten-free pasta.
Right. But also, I feel
and
like
I'm sure you can make
like
it with vegan cheese.
Yeah, yeah.
Enjoys a good bowl of mac and cheese.
Yeah.
If we do have listeners who would like to hear a certain type of vegetable-based, I don't know, what else is there other than carbs? But if there's something else you want to hear, just shoot us an email, you know?
If you have any ideas.
Yeah.
What have we made with vegetables?
Because
so
otherwise we're going to keep doing the carbs.
I know.
I think the most vegetables we've used have been in, like, a soup. Because you just throw a lot in.
Yeah.
The shepherd's pie had some.
Oh, the cottage pie.
Cottage pie.
The cottage
pie. That was good.
Mm. That was good.
My
I missed out on so many of these great
The cottage pie was really good.
What did I miss?
You missed out on the cottage pie.
Cottage pie.
Lisa. We made drumsticks with Lisa.
Yeah.
Mm. We made Cooking with Carly's
tomato soup. That was really good.
We made mini sticky rice.
Coconut rice pudding.
Yeah.
So many rice things.
Yeah, we made a lot of rice.
I love rice. Oh, well, I'll have to go through the podcast and try everything on my own. Catch up.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. Welcome back, Noelle.
Yes, we're happy to
have you
back
next week.
Aw.
Yeah.